Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Back with me is ECR's Technical Director of Exploration, Adam Jones. Adam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Look, firstly, Adam, Blue Moon, just a couple of days out now from the start of that drill campaign. Give us a bit of a status update as to where the rig is.
Yeah, it's on its way, and it should be arriving anytime next week to start the initial drilling there. As planned, as our last announcement, we're going to first of all do, got about 1,000 metres planned up, first up. And the whole intention of that is to test for the extension of the strike of the Blue Moon prospect further to the west of where we did the RC drilling in 2019. So essentially, we're looking at trying to, you know, get a prove up, you know, 250 plus metre strike length in this thing.
Just remind us, Adam, as far as what you see the potential being here and a bit about the prospectivity of Blue Moon.
So Blue Moon is on our Ballaston licences. And as readers have been aware, that most of the mineralisation, quartz veins, whatever, have been sort of narrow and small, but high grade. However, Blue Moon is different in that it's a more disseminated gold mineralization. You know, we're talking about bulkable mineable widths potentially. And the initial drilling from 2019, you know, we had some intersections going around 11 meters at 6 grams. So, you know, you're starting to talk about really good commercial widths there. Strike extension to the west is open. So that's what this initial drilling will be targeting. Even to the east, you know, we don't even know where this thing ends. We've drilled about 150 metres depth in the vertical sense, and we're proving gold mineralisation even at that depth. So, yeah, so that's what we're going to be following up on. And, so hopefully towards Christmas time we'll have a full, complete idea of what's there and how big this thing is. And, yeah.
So you did say, but following on from this initial drill program, you'd be looking to get back in there for some infill, would you?
Yes, so I'm currently looking at doing some infill drilling to support the 2019 RC drilling. And so, you know, that includes a couple of twin holes and some of those high-grade intersections just to, you know, test structures and, you know, essentially try and get a dual compliant, start to get towards that sort of dual compliant resource status, you know, to support that. Also, I want to do a couple of exploration holes further to the east. There's a bit of a gully or a creek running through there, and we're thinking that that's probably like a fault line. We haven't never drilled further to the east of that to test that assumption. So, you know, we want to see if it does extend on the other side of that, and if it does, then happy days. And yeah, we've got something else to look forward to out that way as well.
Well, speaking of things to look forward to across the likes of Baylist and Blue Moon, what about the potential for antimony here?
Yeah, so we're in the sort of what they call the Melbourne geological zone. So you've got the Costerfield gold and antimony mine, which is currently producing at Mandalay. Got some really good results out of there. That's only about 50 kilometres to the west of us. It's all in the same domain. We've seen actually antimony from our drilling out at Baylaston at HR3. It's sort of like sub-economic though. It's not, you know, we haven't found any big widths of it yet. The biggest we found was about 100 millimetres or 10 centimetres wide, but it is in the area. It's recorded historically in the area. So, and we use stibnite and arsenic actually as a pathfinder in, mineral when we're doing our soil sampling to, you know, find out places to drill. So, the chance of economic mineralization with regarding stibnite is very high.
And for those not familiar, Adam, antimony, it is a valuable mineral.
Yeah, and it's one of those sort of background sort of minerals, like critical metals, with especially with battery technology and additives to, you know, metal refining and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, we're hearing adjacent tenements to our Ballaston ones, which is like the Gambie Resources and also Southern Cross Gold, you know, they're all in the same district, so to speak, geologically speaking, and, you know, and they're getting really good hits of stibnite or antimony.
Well, Adam, I want to ask, a couple of weeks back you were in Queensland sorting access, speaking to property owners. Give us a bit of an update as to where we are now.
Yeah, so I went up there a couple of weeks ago, did a few site visits to some of the graziers on our Queensland tenements, and yeah, it all went well, all open and received it. Yeah, I've still got a couple of property owners still to follow up on, but they're aware of our presence in the area. We've already got a couple of the properties on board to start straight away, and I've currently got two field staff who are going to be on boots on the ground this week.
And what will they be doing?
So we're doing initially some pan concentrate stream sediments, so following up on the just to verify the historic pan concentrates from the 1980s, and also a few follow-up pan concentrates above those upstreams, the head of the streams. So so what will be anticipated is the follow-up work would be refining more of those stream sediments, the streams, and this, you know, getting towards the head of those streams in the mountain range there, and then heading up to the hillsides really, and yeah, coming up with some drill targets.
Remind us of the nature, the style of mineralization there.
So that particular area is very similar to, well, the host rocks there are sort of like Charters Towers, Ravenswood. And all that sort of area is known for any style of mineralisation from narrow vein, but also you've got chance of breccia deposits like Mount Lation, Gidston, you know, historically massive, you know, million ounce deposits to be mined in the past. This is the first time ECR personnel have actually been on there. No one's been in that ground. Done anything seriously for, you know, decades, I think. So it's going to be interesting to see what we see. There is reports of breccias and rhyolitic type rocks, which is all commonly with these Mount Lation, Kidston type massive multi-million ounce deposits in the area. So hopefully, yeah, like our previous CEO said, you know, we're in elephant country, so possibilities are endless, I think.
And Adam, you were speaking recently with Alan Green regarding some LIDAR imagery done on the Creswick tenements. You've since been doing some follow-up. Give us some detail.
Yeah, so we've been using the publicly available LIDAR imagery data over our Creswick tenements. You can clearly see all the you know, the historic gold workings and where they lead up to the hillsides. And, you know, a lot of these old gold workings are leading up to... There's no source, you know, there's no source of the gold there. So what I've been doing over the last month and a half is putting a lot of soil programs over these hillsides, essentially just looking for the path of the trail of gold coming down the hillsides from the source. And yeah, and hopefully, well, we've got at least 200-300 soil samples in the laboratory as we speak. So the outcome of that, again, is just looking for the source so we can plant some decent drill targets in the Creswick area there and expand the footprint of the mineralisation there.
So you're positive on the outlook for Creswick?
Oh, yeah. It's totally unexplored. You know, none of this modern exploration's ever been done there ever. You know, given the amount of historic gold production the area's had, you know, the previous explorers in the last 30 years there are just, you know, besides doing one or two initial drill holes or a couple of rock chips here and there, they've just walked away. And I think it's when you look at what they were looking for, you know, they had initial targets, so you had that tunnel vision there. Whereas, you know, for us, we're just, you know, especially with the high gold prices and, you know, and the changes in mining technology in the last 30 years, you know, you got to sort of take with what you've got and see what's economic for that. And, you know, Creswick is essentially very high grade, narrow veins. You know, most of the veins there are probably up to 2 meters wide, 3 meters in some spots. But, you know, you're talking grades, you know, ounce plus even over those meters. So, But the thing is with Creswick is that, you know, there's a lot of strike line across our tenements. However, you know, the gold's not in every part of that strike length. You know, it could be every 300 metres you can get some gold or whatever. So really it's these soil programs and using what historical information we've got as well to sort of follow up from, really, and just, find the source of these things and, go from there.
So in terms of news and updates between now and the end of the year, say, potentially some drill results at Blue Moon and soils from Queensland and Creswick?
Yep. So I'm anticipating by before the end closing of the year, we should have the results for our initial 1,000 metres of drilling at Blue Moon. And then we should also start to have initial results for our stream sediment sampling program up in Queensland. So we'll verify also, you know, where the gold was and verify all those old results and which would be quite exciting. And then, we'll have some decent drill targets organised, I think, for Creswick going into the new year based on all the soil sampling results. A couple of the drill holes I've got planned for Blue Moon will be twinning some of the RC holes, especially that high grade, you know, 11 metres at 6 grams. That verifies the grade, but also you can visually see what structure is, and you know, so we can nail it down where the, you know, where this thing plunges and where the system goes for follow up.
Good to speak, Adam. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.